There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to the family with
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
Andy Brant-Bernard,
co-host Catherine Brandt.
Why are you rocking out, Alex?
This music is
marching to her own.
It's just
tune.
I'm feeling the music today.
Rocking out, man.
I am having one of those try to get off a subscription plan on the internet.
Oh, those are fun.
Why do they make? I thought I did it, and now all of a sudden I got an email. Your product will be sent to you shortly. It's like no. No, no, no. And now it doesn't recognize the password that was saved on the computer.
There you go.
So now I'm trying to, I have to redo my password. Why is it so hard? And I always say I'm never signing up for a prescription again. And then I do it.
Can't do it.
No, it's this laundry detergent stuff that doesn't have plastic bottles. I'm trying to save the world here, but I don't like the product.
What is it?
Can I say that?
Yeah, you say you don't like things.
True Earth.
True Earth.
Oh, is that the sheets thing?
It's the sheets and the dishwasher tabs. It doesn't wash the dishes at all.
Yeah,
it's
really?
It's okay for towels and the I don't like. So they have a bunch of different products. I haven't even tried the household cleaner. The dishwasher tabs are, in my opinion, useless. And I don't know if it's because of the water down here.
Oh, yeah, the water
down there
is
super
really
hard.
Weird.
Yeah,
it is really hard down there.
It'd be worth taking what you have and bringing it home and trying it, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't like it down here, so I don't want it to be shipped down here.
Yeah.
And I can't get off of it, man.
Just email them. Anytime it's like, this is confusing, I can't do it, I was just email them. Like, every once in a while, I do a meal planning kit thing if I just am like, I'm worn out on planning meals. Yes. Or we have a week that I just am like, we're too busy, I can't go to the grocery store or whatever. Or if we're coming back from vacation, sometimes I do it. But I don't do it all the time. Okay. And when we were in Disney, I got charged for a meal kit that was chicken, one of the dishes, and the other was stuffed bell peppers. And I was like, hey, I can't eat either of these. So if you send them to me, I will just not be able to use them. And they just refunded me and stopped it.
That's good.
Oh.
But if you want a detergent and dishwashing soap situation that doesn't have plastic, look up Drops, D-R-O-P-P-S.
D-R-O-P-P-S?
I've been using it for probably 4 or 5 years. I've been using it since Sage was out of diapers. So, 4 years. And I really like it. I've had really good experience.
Melissa and Andy, you had some leftover stuff from when you were down here?
I think.
And I really like that. That worked beautifully in the dishwasher, whatever that was.
See?
I will have to text you the name because I don't remember it.
Yeah, is it a subscription that you like get mailed to you?
I don't think
so. Or
did
you just buy it? Oh. Because these drops, it comes in a, it's a subscription. And it comes to you in just a cardboard box. And then you open up the box and they're all just in there. And I keep them in a little bin in our laundry room and they work great. And then I use the dishwasher detergent pods too. And I've loved all of it. And they also have like OxyClean type pods well for whitening, which is, I've used those. They have specific athletic clothing detergents, which we use. Yeah, so we use a lot of their stuff.
Super stinky stuff.
Yeah, we use a lot of their stuff, and I've had really good luck with it. I like it a lot.
I use Tide. That's what I use.
Yuck.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. That's a lie.
Every time somebody uses Tide, I can like smell it on them.
Really?
Tide is a very, very strong smell.
And Dreft, too.
There's a new ad on television for some super smelly Gain. Yeah, laundry detergent. It's
yep,
like
Gain's
Febreze
one of them too.
And this and that, and it's going to smell.
No, why would you want that?
Andy, you used to use those poppables
smelly
or
pods.
Whatever. The yeah. Like poppables. You sprinkle it into your.
What?
Yeah, you used to use those like. You sprinkle the smell.
Oh, the Unstoppables or whatever.
Unstoppables.
We haven't used those in a long time.
Yeah, but you used to.
Yeah.
And why did you use them?
Because Melissa bought them.
But just for the smell?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Just see, like, I am like, I don't want my laundry smelling like anything.
Yeah.
Ooh,
we're smell. At that point now.
I want my laundry to be smellless. Like, I think I buy the dish detergent, you either have to choose like lemon verbena or, you know, whatever. And so you have to choose a smell. But the detergent, you can choose. There's lavender something. There's fresh rain or something. And then there's unscented. And I'm like,
see,
I just want
the towels and the sheets to smell nice.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. But I don't want my clothes to smell like that.
Yeah.
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 I don't know why.
I don't know why. Like, I don't know why people need to smell so much. Like, I have one friend. Anytime she stays with me. That she stays with us and she stays in the basement because she lives out of town. And she stays in the basement and every single morning she comes up and opens the door and it's just like this waft of smell.
Some people just love it.
Of like
yes.
All the perfumes and soaps and it's just like, whoo!
Yep.
Because like, we're not used
because,
to that.
Well, we also, I think, have that, I don't know, I am very, we have good sniffers.
Yeah,
everything
we sure
smells
do.
Very strong to
yeah.
To us.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, in, Tom, you use cologne and stuff, but you don't douse yourself.
No,
in
I
like
don't.
A mean
I
yeah.
A couple of
yeah.
Well, and when
it.
You're not used to, like, Mom, you didn't use, like, tons of scented stuff
no,
our whole lives. And, like, Dan, he grew up in a house where it was, like, they used Tide and, you know, Dawn and all of the typical
yep.
things that
yep.
had all the perfumes in it. And since living with me, he's like, anytime now that I am around somebody that uses really strong shampoo, or he's like, if we're staying at a hotel that has really strongly scented shampoo, he's like, it makes me feel like almost sick. And he's like, this is something
really?
That I never noticed before. And now it's like, he just notices smells.
Yeah.
Like perfume
I don't go
smells
crazy. Like
a lot
my,
more.
My dearly departed sister.
Oh yeah.
She would
she,
lose
like
her. Mind
she would go on for
20
minutes.
Perfume or cologne on.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it. I just can't stand it. It's like,
could,
can you stand
she
it?
Would lose it.
But can you stand it?
Yeah. And I also read a lot of reviews on like skincare products or sunscreen or whatever before I buy anything, usually now. I don't know why, but I do. And the people that go nuts about the smell. I mean, most skincare products or shampoos, even if it does smell, it doesn't smell forever.
Yeah, and
it smells for
like,
a very short
yeah,
period of time until
has...
it's exposed to the air, and then
yeah.
it's going to go away. People lose their minds over scented
they
things.
They
either
I...
love them to be super strong, or they can't stand anything at all.
I know. I recommended a deodorant to a friend once, and it has like a very mild mint smell to it, which I didn't choose it for the smell. I chose it for other reasons. And I was like, and she bought it, and she's like, I can't handle it. The mint is just so overwhelming. And I was like, I didn't even really notice the mint. Like, I don't know. She just was like, I used it for like 2 days, and I was like, I can't stand it. I was like, okay,
yeah,
you're one of those.
Some people are like that.
Dial it back. Dial it back.
Yeah, people go nuts over smelly things.
They do.
Sure.
I gotta mention.
Do.
I got to mention something from, I forgot about this 100%. I don't know why. But, you know, you move on to other things and they're whatever happens. Mom and I started watching the special edition long versions of The Office. They have 37, 38 minute versions instead of 25 minute versions. And they didn't edit anything out of it. I completely forgot about this over the years. Michael Scott goes, I'd like to introduce you to our newest cast member here in the office.
Cast
meet Andy Bernard.
Yep.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Andy
BJ Novak.
That in high school, didn't you?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Alex?
BJ Novak, isn't that his real name?
No, BJ Novak is Ryan.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
Ryan.
That's
Ed Helms. is Andy Bernard.
Ed Helms. He's really good, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
But honestly, you got to meet Andy Bernard. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that came out when I was like probably 20-ish, 19.
Oh, I thought you were younger.
No, it was like I was 19, 20. Yeah.
So whenever you introduced yourself, did you get a
For a long time, yes.
See, I didn't even, I never made that, I didn't really watch The Office when it came out.
Great
and like,
show.
I never so even realized that that was a thing until like maybe 10 years ago. I was like, oh, he's got Andy's name. Like, I just, I don't
know. If you've ever worked in an office, it is so funny because it parallels a lot of the personalities.
Oh, it does.
It's like
no
Abbott Elementary and working in a school.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how it is.
Pretty much true.
I mean, but Michael Scott, the stuff he says, it's just you're the biggest dolt that ever walked.
We were talking about that this morning, Mom and I were, and it's one of Brittany's favorites, when Michael Scott said, well, I'm not superstitious, but I'm kind of stitious.
I'm a little stitious.
I'm a little stitious. Now, that's a great line.
It is a great line.
Like that and Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec's a good show, too.
It's a similar situation where it's just like all these people are just such dopes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like
it's a great show, though.
People.
It is. It's very funny.
I know.
And Rainn Wilson in it is just, he's just.
God.
What did he say? He circumcised himself when he was 5?
Yes.
Sure.
How did the writers even come up with this stuff?
Performed my own circumcision when I was 5.
He's a great guy, too, by the way.
Shroots are a sturdy stock.
But you're not going to come up with a better line, but I'm kind of stitious. I'm a little stitious.
And Stanley, what he has to put up with. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You can just feel his pain.
Yes, that's true.
Just always like.
That is very, very true. So what else is happening in the world? Everything. I was told by Kristen Burt just about half an hour ago that they're trying to get the old Yellowstone crew back together to finish that off.
I thought they had one more season.
I think they do have one more season, but I guess those two don't get along.
Who's those
can't you
two?
Just pretend to get along. So
who's those two?
On every show now, are you yawning?
Kevin Costner and
the Taylor Sheridan,
yeah.
The writer.
Oh,
of the books.
The guy's a brilliant writer, and the TV shows. He's
yeah, I think
on
he
TV
yeah,
too.
I think he does the scripts too. I don't know.
I went to the Timberwolves game last night.
And
I met Dan's boss and one of his coworkers. Does anybody here? No, you don't. Dad might know like the fact that the Timberwolves are amazing this year, and we have we're an incredible basketball team.
Oh,
And we have
shocking
we have some of the best players in the NBA, and says the next Michael Jordan. Dad, do you know who I'm talking about?
No. The Timberwolves are not that good a team. They're good, but they're not.
They're extremely good this year, actually.
No, they're
the best in our conference, and we're an incredible basketball team, actually.
And you look at the standings.
We're a very good basketball team.
If I can even
points last night.
Anthony Edwards, which is like everybody's like he's the next Michael Jordan. Like he's such a good basketball player.
He is.
Is he a baby? Is he right out of college or high school?
No, this is his third year, I want to say.
Oh. Okay.
We are tied with the Nuggets at the top of our conference.
Yeah.
The Nuggets?
Yes, we're not even winning a conference.
So that's Nevada?
We're tied at the top.
We're tied at the top, yeah.
If you're tied, you're not winning.
And then next week, we could be winning.
So it's based on wins or percent? It's based on percent, it looks like. Yeah,
but
percent is 0.696, which puts us at the second in both conferences. The Celtics or Celtics or however the hell you pronounce it are at 0.785, so that's pretty high.
Yeah, we're a very good basketball team this year.
Look at that.
Very good.
Of the Celtics.
The Celtics are, we're killing it this year.
Yeah, but we're...
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Get dad. Ha-ha.
I like the Celtics. What are you talking about, ha-ha?
What team is LeBron James on? That's the one I hate.
You hate
Lakers.
LeBron James?
He's the Lakers? Okay, good. I hate them. He's an awful person. I hate him.
Anyway, Anthony Edwards, who everybody's like, he's the next Michael Jordan. Like everybody's just flipping out about Anthony Edwards, which he's on the Timberwolves, and he scored 51 points last night, which
by himself.
Yes,
he did.
Holy moly!
So we were there for that, and it was really weird because the rapper 50 Cent was at the game. And he, like, during the game, I guess he's a big Timberwolves fan. And he's friends with Alexander Rodriguez. No. He's friends with Alexander Rodriguez, who is a part owner of the Timberwolves now.
Okay.
No, he's not. Oh, a part owner. Yes, you're right. He does not own.
Do you have to disagree with everything I say this morning?
I'm just saying he wanted to own the whole team, and he missed the cut.
I said part owner, and you said.
I know, but I'm just saying he's not going to be the owner of the team. He's going to be a part owner.
I never said he was going to be the owner. Anyway, and so he was watching the game, and then he walked out with like a little crew during the second quarter. He just like
bodyguards
and people. And Dan was like, "That's 50 Cent." And he was like, "He's been at one other game that I've been at this year." And he walked out and then was gone for a long time. And then all of a sudden, he walks back like the minute before Anthony Edwards scores because his career record before that was 49. And so he broke his career record last night, and he scored 51. And, like, the minute that 50 Cent walked back in, Anthony Edwards scored a two-pointer and then broke his record. And I was like, they must have been like, hey, 50 Cent, you got to get back out there because Anthony Edwards is about to score 50 points. Yeah. So that'd be great if you were there for that. We'd love that for our publicity. And it was really funny. But yeah, it was a really cool moment, and I guess Anthony Edwards is a really good guy, and we have really a bunch of really good guys on our team. Like just
How old is he?
Anthony Edwards, I think is 24, 25. So he's young, yeah.
Anthony Edwards is 63.
Where did he come from? How tall is he?
He's 22.
He's 22. Oh, he is. Oh, so this is only his second.
Very young.
Yeah, he's really It's hard to tell, and he's not that tall.
He's 6'4".
Yeah, he's 6'4".
Oh.
Michael Jordan wasn't that tall.
Wasn't he?
I think Michael Jordan's 6'4", 6'6", maybe.
Michael Jordan.
6'4 is still pretty tall.
But not for a basketball player. No. Rudy Gobert's like 7'4", 7'3".
Average NBA height is 6'6". So Michael Jordan was average for an NBA player, and Anthony Edwards is short for an NBA player.
Right. Yeah, but he's still like, he can jump. He's hit his head on the hoop a few times because he jumps so high.
Wow.
Yeah, and he just like he's
vertical.
Yeah, he's got a lot of vertical, and we have a lot of really good players like Rudy Gobert. Karl Anthony Towns is really amazing. He like tore his
Achilles
Alex
or
something. I know. Well, because Dan and I went to a Timberwolves game when we first started dating. That's when I met some of his closest friends. He was like, we're going to go to a Timberwolves game and you can meet my friends. And I was like, sounds good. And I have never really cared about the Timberwolves because they've never been good. Right. So I've just like never really cared. Mm-hmm. And then Dan, this last year, he started going to some games because he has a friend that has a partial season pass. Or not season pass, season tickets. And so we started going to some games. And then he was like, they're getting really good. Like, it's actually pretty impressive what they're doing with the franchise and how quickly they have like been able to get good players and turn it around and ownership and all this stuff. And so then this year he was like, do you want to come to a game with me at some point? And I was like, sure, you seem to really enjoy it. And so
they do put on a good show. They put on a great show.
And it's so nice because the Target Center is easy to get into and out of. You're not waiting in line shoved together with 1,000 people the whole time. It's not extremely loud. Like, Vikings games are so loud the entire time. Everyone's screaming and swearing and freaking out. And then, I mean, for the 3 hours that you're at a Vikings game, they're playing for maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Because there's so much waiting around and
60 minutes,
blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but the Timberwolves, it's like they're always playing. And when they're not playing, they have something going on in the court. Like, they are, Crunch is out there doing, like, shooting baskets from roller skates off of a ramp. Like, it's, they've so many things going on all of the time. And it's like, there's always something to watch, but then you don't also feel like you are going to miss something if you go and get some food or, you know, I don't know. I'm like, I really like this. This is fun.
Yeah. They are fun. They're fun games.
Super fun. And it's just, it's fun to, you know, having been a Vikings fan most of my life, it's really fun to support a team that actually does well. And watching them, like last night, this is my fourth game that I've been to this year. Last night they were at the beginning of the game, kind of was like a slow start, but they were like, we know that we can easily win against this team. They played the Washington Wizards last night. And they were like, it was kind of a slow start. And people that had never been to a Timberwolves game, because we were with Dan's new coworkers, and they were like, I don't know, it doesn't look very good. And Dan's like, they've got this, don't worry about it. And then in the third quarter, they just, it was like point after point after point after point after point after point. It was like just really cool to see a game that is played well.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today and have trusted in Mike Lindell to give you a great night's sleep. Mike's latest incredible deal is on the Giza Dream Sheets, which you've heard me rave about before, that's for sure. These sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets at its lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code TOM.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
How about those Twins, Tom? How are they doing?
Yeah, they're a barn burner. The Twins are horrendous.
Oh,
Dan went
to
the game
Timberwolves
Monday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's our only hope.
MLB standings. Let's check them out.
Not
I mean,
good.
It's early in the year.
We are, second from the last for our league. Tied three ways for the last, second to last in the entire conference.
Last.
I don't know. No, not last. The White Sox are the last. 0.18.
They're horrendous.
White Sox are 2-9 right now. They're not coming back from this.
Well, it is true that once a team, like, you hear about a team being good for so long, you know, like the Yankees and like whatever, and you just think, like, that team's just good. But it's like, no.
Well, the Yankees are at the top right now.
Well, yeah,
so.
Yankees, yes, still are, yes. But, like, I don't know. You just think a team is good because that's a good team. But, like, if ownership changes they lose a couple players or aren't getting along, like, it
the only basketball team I know is the 90s Chicago Bulls.
Exactly.
Because, of course, they're not doing well right now, and they haven't for quite a while,
Bulls
I don't think.
Bulls are not very good. Like, I know Dan went to the game when we played the Bulls, and Sage was like, oh, I think the Bulls are going to win. Like, the Bulls are such a good team. And Dan's like, you're thinking of the
mid-90s
Bulls.
You're thinking of 30 years
Bulls.
Ago. Yeah.
Like, it
and
is
he's
not.
He's only five.
That's
so
not how. Yeah. Well, yeah. And he's like, you know, obsessed with Michael Jordan because he's everywhere.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
And Netflix right now is shooting a documentary on Anthony Edwards. They're doing four. It's kind of like that quarterback show where they picked three or four quarterbacks and, like, followed them around. They're doing that with basketball players, and Anthony Edwards is one of them, and everybody's like, once this documentary shows up, he's just going to be everywhere.
The only jersey numbers I can name, Michael Jordan and Mickey Mantle.
The Timberwolves better be ready to pony up some cash to keep him.
Oh, they will. And they're making,
contract?
I mean.
Does anybody know what his contract is?
I don't know what his contract is.
How long do we have him? How long do Timberwolves contracts usually last? It's
1 year to, I don't know.
I have absolutely no idea.
Some people only get 1 year.
Are we talking about Anthony Edwards' contract?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wondering.
Because we have everybody that we have.
5 year extension.
Sweet. Oh.
Everybody that we have right now is quite young, except for Mike Conley. He's a little bit older, and he's apparently the nicest man in the NBA.
That's good.
And he's one of our starters.
He's the wise old man.
And there's a couple guys that I'm like, you have 3 brain cells.
Yeah.
I guess they're, because they, during breaks, they have, videos of the team pop up, and the team will be talking or whatever, and, there are a couple of them that I'm like, you okay? Is it hard to read for you, that cue card? Seems a little hard. Oh, Naz Reid, he's a really good player. He's been playing. He's not usually one of our starters. But since Carl Anthony Towns out, Naz Reid has been playing as a starter. And he got kicked out of the game for elbowing somebody yesterday.
Ooh.
He got ejected.
How do you watch a Timberwolves game?
On the television.
What do you mean?
I mean, do you have to have an NBA app? Do you have to, subscribe
to
DirecTV?
I mean, absolutely no
is
idea.
It easy to watch them? Or do they make it as hard to watch that as they do the Twins game?
Probably. No, Dan watches them on his phone, but I don't know if he paid for, a certain thing. I don't know.
Might be fun to watch this kid play.
That's
all I'm saying.
The whole team is really fun to watch play. It's just, I don't know. They're a good team. We only have one kind of weak link, which is Rudy Gobert. He's a very good player, and he's extremely tall, but he's really bad at the three-pointers. Mm. He makes, half of them. And so people foul him all the time because they're like, he's only going to get one of them. Maybe. For some reason, he's really bad at it.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Because I was a Celtics fan for a long time because, Larry Bird and McHale and all that stuff. And then I met McHale, and I haven't been a fan since. But in any case,
that's bummer.
I got to be honest with you, and I know this is a different day. I was a huge Celtics fan. Used to watch them all the time, kind of like where you're watching the Timberwolves now. But then that era came to an end. But I probably won't go back and watch the NBA until they raise the basket a couple of feet. It's just too easy for these guys.
A couple of feet?
These guys get their waist up at the rim. It's like, Jesus.
How high is an NBA hoop?
10 feet.
10? Okay.
And it needs to be about 12,
maybe 13.
Well, yeah,
if you're 7 feet tall.
Yeah, that doesn't,
But not a lot of them are. I mean.
Well, a 6'6" person could probably touch an 8-foot ceiling.
Well, you're raising your hand.
So it's like you barely even have to jump to get the ball into the net.
Yeah.
So, there's a. Well, I'm sure also, how long has it been at 10 feet? I'm guessing a long
time. Forever, yeah.
And I'm guessing the average height of an NBA player has increased over the years.
Huge.
I don't know, because the teacher that I work with, her father-in-law was a Timberwolves player, and he's 7'3".
Actually, yeah, no, it really.
Probably your age, Dad.
In the 1951 season, the average height was 6'4", so actually, no, it really has not gone up.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while you hear, that Victor Wembanyama guy, he's, I don't even know, 8'12". It's so freaking tall.
Victor what?
Wembanyama. If you just type in. If you just type in something that sounds like that. He's 19, and I think he's, how tall is he?
He is 7'4".
He's 7'4", and he's 19 years old.
That's he's 20 now. He just turned 20 in January.
But he's actually a really good player. The first Timberwolves game that I went to this year, we were playing against his team, and everybody's like, he's amazingly agile for somebody so tall.
Well,
and
he's extremely thin.
He
weighs 209 pounds, which is a lot of pounds,
but he's
at his height, he is borderline underweight.
Yeah, he's so skinny.
His BMI is 19, underweight is 18.5.
His legs out of the basketball shorts, I was like,
yeah. he's an ostrich, basically.
So he has to, once he fills out, though.
Yeah.
He's going to be.
Oh, yeah, there's pictures of him. He amazing. Looks like Slender Man.
Yeah, he's so skinny. So,
you guys
so
remember
so
Manute Bol? You remember him?
No.
No.
Manute Bol was a 7'7" NBA player.
I know the name.
And there are pictures of him standing flat-footed grabbing the rim.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, but that's not normal.
That's a guy who looks like Slender Man. Yeah, look at pictures of him.
But that's not normal. God,
his
you know,
arms
like most...
are like 3 feet long.
Because like are. Rudy Gobert's 7'2", 7'3", or something like that, and he right. is like for sure much taller than most people on the court.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that. The time. Minute
yeah, but if
bowl?
You could just stand there by the basket with your hands outstretched and not they just minute, pass it to you minute. And they just put it in.
Manute Bol has the longest wingspan in the NBA, in the history of the NBA, 8'6".
Holy moly.
Yeah, he was just all arms. So each of his arms must have been like 3.5 feet. Yeah.
8'6".
8'6".
His wingspan?
His wingspan, yeah.
Look at how tall. Okay,
I know
this
it doesn't,
picture is hilarious. There's
how
like
do
a bunch
you get
of
in a car or anything.
I know. How do you live at that height?
You just, there's you have to crawl into everything.
Yeah, wait, how tall was he?
7'7".
Yep. I mean, a comfort height toilet is just nothing to these kids.
Exactly. It's no longer a comfort height.
I mean, honest to God, how do you live?
Yeah, I don't know how you. Because I mean, every once in a while. The teacher that I work with, her father-in-law comes into the school, and he's 7'4", 7'3", or 7'4", and everybody is like shocked by his height. Yeah. And I'm like, and even taller than that, I don't know how.
There's a guy that lives in our building that's got to be 7, almost.
Yeah, 7'2", something like
God,
that.
He's tall.
Dan has a lot of friends that are very tall, like 6.
And my friend Alex, he's like 6 something. He's like 6'4", I think. He's really tall.
6'4". Yeah. Dan has a lot of friends that are like 6'6", 6'8".
There's
like,
a lot of like teenage girls in our town who are taller than me.
Oh, really?
There's just like tall people everywhere now.
I have a
now.
Niece that is 16 years old and she's 6'4".
Yeah. There's just like people are just tall as all hell all of a
that
sudden.
Just didn't, yeah. I don't people. Remember anybody in high school being one girl was taller than me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I was always the tall kid.
Well, Fawn. Okay. So Fawn's obviously... very
not
small.
The tall kid?
Not the tall kid. Mm-mm. She's the short kid. But I will say, I was talking to the preschool teacher the other day, and her daughter is also in Fawn's class, and her daughter's name is Evelyn. And I was like, is Evelyn like average height? Because I don't know what average for their age is, actually. Like looking at all the kids, they're either extremely tall or extremely short. Like there are kids that are a head taller than Fawn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or more. And it seems like her class... the girls especially are all extreme, like either extremely tall or very short. I was like, what is an average 7? Well, now like we'll say 8. What is an average 8-year-old's height? Because I don't know. Because people don't seem to be average.
Let's see. It's a long range.
She said that because I was like, I feel like Evelyn is probably average. Well, and she was like, she's about to have her 8-year checkup, so I'll let you know. And she was the 61st percent. So I was like, okay,
close
just
to
a
average.
Little taller than average.
50
so
would be
right.
Like right at average.
Yes, yeah.
50 inches.
Yes. Okay. Oh, 50 fun. Inches would be 50%.
Pretty much, yeah. Right. There you go.
And Fawn's usually in like, you know, third. So.
Yeah.
But then her two little friends that she has are two little blonde girls that are like, you know, right around her height, just like inch or two taller. Like
she's found a support group.
Yep, she likes to find little blonde girls. It's like her.
You
group.
Guys better watch it with your kids because why? Two parents just got sentenced to jail
for
because
what?
Their son murdered somebody.
Yeah. They got 15 years apiece.
Why should we watch it?
Because your kids are going to start killing.
You better watch
if our
your kids.
Kids start murdering people, we could end in jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my point. Right
oh,
there.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, people have been talking about this for a long time. Like, parents that don't pay attention to their kids
oh,
and they're
God,
out there doing
mistake.
All these crazy things
yeah.
that the parents should be somehow held accountable. And
they're
this actually happened.
Yep.
I do
really
want
to. Well,
how old was this kid?
He was like a teenager, late teens, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, his defense was my parents wouldn't get me mental health help.
Right.
And I kept on asking for mental health help, and they wouldn't.
So apparently, he was like posing with guns online, and they just ignored it and just, that sort of thing. You know,
well, all of these people that are like mass murderers,
that's usually because of garbage parents.
Yeah. I know. Anytime Fawn is like mad at me because I won't let her run around to dance competition with her friends and no adult supervision, and I'm a terrible mother and don't let her do anything fun, I'm like, listen, I actually care about your safety. Not that the parents that let their kids run around the dance competition don't, but I'm like, no, you will be watched by an adult at all times.
You've had overprotective parents, so maybe that's
also that. But also, I'm like, there are hundreds of people here.
Yeah.
And there's no like security. Mm-hmm. There's no. I'm like, what? Yeah. You think you're just gonna? No, absolutely not. There's no chance that you're just gonna. No. And she'll be like, I want to murmur like. Can you just leave me home and all whatever? And I'm like, that's called child negligence. Mm-hmm. And no.
Maybe in like 6 years, child neglect. But not now.
I can actually, in the state of Minnesota, I could leave her home alone now.
At 8?
And there's no, I could leave her home at, I could have left her home, I think at, I don't think that there's an age.
I think like I remember being home alone at 8, I think.
Yeah, I don't think there's legally an age in Minnesota. I know there's legal. There's in certain states there are times, like a 9-year-old can be left home for 3 hours. A 12-year-old.
I might have left you in the house when I was down at the barn. But
no,
I remember
like being put to bed and then the babysitter would leave. And then you guys came home like later.
No. Never.
I think
never
so. Happened.
Well, if they left, they weren't supposed to.
There you go.
Somebody should have narked on that babysitter because that was not the contract that I ever said.
I don't remember any of that. But
maybe you just didn't know they were there because you fell asleep.
Because you were sleeping.
That could be.
No, how would you
never,
know what they
never
did?
Would have allowed that to happen.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think I probably left you guys home when you were like 12 and 10. If I was, like, going to the grocery store or something, but not for a whole day, not for a whole
Well, not for
night.
A whole day.
You guys had babysitters till you were almost 14.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
14?
Yeah. Well, when you were 14
well,
and
that's,
Alex was 12, yes.
Well, because that, and that was more, like, to keep us amused, not, like, you'll die if you're left alone. Like, it's just nice to have somebody around to, like, make sure you're
Well, yeah, at 14, what was I going to do? I was going to go play PlayStation 2.
I needed somebody to keep me amused at all hours of the
day. Exactly.
Well, I'm just saying, I never would have, I just don't think leaving kids home alone, there's any upside in that when they're younger than 14.
Dave says, legally, it depends on the maturity of the child.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, there's not like an
subjective.
Age. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like, Fawn, I probably could leave home alone for 2 hours and she would just, like, make herself
Sage,
a sandwich.
No,
and, no, Sage, I can't trust with an umbrella.
No, like, Sage is a feral cat. There's no way.
No. Absolute maniac. Yeah, he would do... It's not like he would try to do anything bad. Like, he's not the type of kid that would be like, oh, I'm going to turn on the oven and, like, put wood in it or anything like that. Just to, like, no, I don't think he would. I think he would just accidentally be like, oh, I tried to pour myself some oat milk and it was all over the place. And then I used all of the clean clothes in this hamper to mop it up. And then, like, it just,
yep.
it wouldn't be intentional if something were to happen.
Yeah,
with him.
I mean,
but Fawn.
I remember when one time, no names, Andy, again, you had a friend who all of a sudden was, can so-and-so spend the night? Like, sure. And then a day or two later, he had spent the night a couple of times. And I was like, what's going on? And you said that his mother went to Mexico. And he was staying with us. And I said, well, I never heard from his mother. So how is this? I said, obviously, I'm going to keep him here.
Right, right.
If she's really in Mexico, I'm not going to, like, start a thing.
Yeah.
But
not
it's
like,
odd that she wouldn't have called me and said, is it okay if my son stays with you for a week while I go to Mexico? Then his uncle, who lived in our neighborhood, calls and says, is he over at your house? I said, yeah, he's been here for 3 days.
Yep.
Did you not have
blah blah blah? He was supposed to be staying with his uncle, but didn't want to.
God.
And nobody knew for 3 days where he was?
Nobody knew where he was for 3 days.
Did you not have the mom's contact information?
She was in Mexico. This was
This was in the 90s. Yeah.
And I'm listening to this kid and feeling terrible for him because he doesn't know where his mom's staying. You know, she's in Mexico. That's all he knew. So, yeah, there was different parenting styles for sure.
There sure are.
Like, I would be delivering my child to my brother.
Yes.
Handing him to my brother.
Yeah, like, here we are, confirming with he'll be there at this time.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like if Fawn were sick, and now Dan has to be working at an office. So if Fawn were sick and, like, I had to bring Sage to school, which is less than a mile away from our house, I would be like, yes, Fawn, you can stay home while I bring Sage to school.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back.
Because it's 5 minutes away.
Because, I would be gone for a total of, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or if she were sick and I were taking care of her and, like, I'm trying to think of, if she were home for, like, 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Because it was some sort of, like, very specific situation that I literally couldn't find anybody to, like, whatever. I feel like Fawn, I would be able to leave Fawn home.
In contrast to your family, who is, like, you know, the party house and drinking beers at 14. Because nobody was around.
Yeah. There was never anybody around.
Well, and then there's also the families that they're like, let's drink with the kids. Like, if they're drinking, we should be with them.
Technically, it is legal, I think, after a certain age.
Yeah.
16, probably.
I think in Ireland, it's 6.
Yeah, wow. Not anymore.
Yeah,
small villages.
The law is against buying alcohol from minors who are not your children.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but technically, I believe, and Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe your kids can drink alcohol at home to a certain degree.
Oh.
So, can't get drunk, I would imagine.
Wow.
I don't know, actually. I don't know if there's actually a rule that says you can't give them more than so much. Because, I mean, technically, it's like, you know, as long as you're not abusing or harming them, then...
Arguably,
alcohol is harming them, so it's like it's kind of a gray area.
It's not like alcohol's great for them.
Yeah, I'm not going to be giving my kid alcohol, but
no.
I guess you can if you so choose.
Oh.
Well, we worked the deal out when I was 11 years old, and a couple of my friends were 13, and my voice had changed at 11 years old, so I would get on the phone and order beer brought to the house. At 11 years old, because my voice sounded like this when I was 11. And then Tommy O'Brien, who was much smaller than the rest of us and had a very high voice, he would go answer the door and he'd go, Dad, the liquor store is here. Just the money's on the television, son. It worked every time.
Ran that scam. Can you imagine?
Where did you get beer money?
Yeah.
What?
Where did you get beer money?
I had a job when I was 11. I was a janitor.
And you spent it on beer?
Yeah.
Whenever I could. Absolutely. Whenever I got a chance, I would.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
We have a phone call.
Uh-oh. Is it Officer Dave?
It certainly is.
Yay!
It certainly is.
What the heck? Am I that predictable?
Well, no, because we were talking about if it's legal too, and Andy said Officer Dave, and so it just fit.
It's a bad signal.
Yep. It just fit.
Yep. What else am I going to do? I'm semi-retired, right?
There you go.
Semi.
Yep.
I remember, Andy, you had friends in high school whose parents were buying beer for parties. For all the kids.
Yeah, that's just weird.
It was absolutely just fine with them. And I was like, I just don't think.
Well, they grew up drinking at that age. The kids, they don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
Well, Technically, it is legal for you to let your children drink in your house.
There you go.
It is.
What age?
It is at any age.
Really?
Any age. Oh. Yep. You can, if, right now, if Alex, if she was that type of mom that sat down with a beer or glass of wine every night, she could let Sage have all that she wanted to let him have.
Get Sagey drunk. I'd love to see that one.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's weird. That sounds like a bad idea.
But no, when my kids, you know, when I grew up, my dad delivered beer, so he had a whole,
right.
beer is like, that's the best thing in the world. But he was like, it was always, if you guys want to have a beer, say, I want to have a beer, go down and get one, but you are not leaving the house. Afterwards.
Yeah, right, right.
And when our kids came along, my wife and I talked about it, you know, and I'm like, it was never, ever, ever a taboo for us to have alcohol of any kind. And it was, you know, so when our kids got old enough, we were, if you guys want to sit down, we're having a bonfire out back. You guys want to sit down and have a beer with us? That's fine. But I guarantee you.
What age?
Well, they were 12, 14.
Okay.
It's like, you guys, but you're not leaving. And then as they got into high school, it was, they never wanted to go out and party, go to the house parties or kid parties, because all of the taboo-ness or whatever was gone. It was like, I have no reason to do that because I can do it at home with all I want. So.
Yeah.
Right. Well, stigmatizing something, that makes it more attractive. In a
definitely.
Too. I don't know. It depends on the kid. Because, like, for me, it didn't. You guys said, you know, you can't touch alcohol until you're 21, and I was just like, okay.
Well, no, because we let you have, like, wine at you know.
Only when we went to San Francisco that one time.
Yeah, we didn't say, you're never touching it. We just did not want you getting hammered and driving. I mean, that's what we were trying to do.
Not that I do
it
a lot of driving anyway.
No, but I mean, most kids get hammered and drive.
That is true.
And they end up dead. So this is not most kids end up dead. But, I mean, a lot do.
I'd be getting hammered and then playing Twisted Metal, and then I'd play poorly. I'd lose, and that would be the danger. I'd be like, oh, I can't even get to Calypso.
It's all true. You know, one thing I got to point out here, talking about where did you get money to buy beer when you were 11? I did have a job, so that's where I got the money. But you have to remember, a six-pack of Hams or Grain Belt was $1.40, and a case was $5.
Mm-hmm.
$5 was big bucks.
I mean, that was a lot of money back then, I'm sure.
A six pack is $1.40.
Well, let's see.
Not a problem.
Let's do some inflation calculation. What's a six pack right now? I have no idea.
I have no clue.
I haven't bought
a six pack.
Every
once in a while, I buy a six pack of beer just to have it.
$5. Okay, so you said you were 11, so that would have been 62.
62.
$1.40, you said?
That's what I remember. Yes.
$1.40 would be $15 today. So actually, pretty expensive.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, for real.
Wow.
Is that how much a six pack is?
$17.
Yeah, I'm not paying $15 for a six pack of anything.
Well, if it's a designer beer, probably.
Well, yeah, craft beers and that sort of thing. And these, like my thing is these like vodka sodas, like High Noon, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And they're pretty expensive.
Those are pretty expensive.
They're quite expensive, but they're also like, you don't like with beer, you could easily drink a six pack and barely feel it. But with these, you would never want to drink six of them back to back.
No, God.
No, you'd be feeling not great after that.
No.
Yeah, you guys just made me think of something. $1.40 back in my time is now, would you say, $15?
That's $14.50, yeah.
$14.50. So actually, inflation has just kept pace with everything else.
Yep. It has, you know, for the most part, if you look at like
just
various things, like various goods. There are exceptions, like housing is a major exception, of course, and cars. But like when it comes to just goods that haven't changed, you know, beer has been beer for 100 years.
Yeah.
It really, it's everything's kind of kept pace.
Yeah, the reason I brought that up is that you look at it now and everybody goes, oh, my God, we got to pay people $20 an hour. How are we going to do that? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I was making $1.50 an hour back when I was 11, 12 years old as a janitor. So it's pretty much, what now, $15, $16, $17 an hour?
I was making $20 an hour in college.
Yeah, there you go. So it's really kept pace. So basically the argument about inflation is all political. Is that correct?
No.
No, because everything there has been hyperinflation in the last few years.
Everything is crazy expensive right now.
I
can't turn around groceries. Without... Yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm.
Every time I blink, it's like I just spent $100 on nothing.
It sure is.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, and my favorite is at Sheraton. I can't remember. It used to be on Hennepin Avenue right there between like 5th and 6th Street. Went to dinner with my buddy. He bought dinner. And when he went, got up and went to the bathroom, they brought the check, and I went, God, I got to see how much this is. Because there were drinks and, you know, wine, and it was steak dinners and all the rest of it. With the liquor and the wine and the steak for two of us, the bill came to $40.
Ooh!
Wow. And you know what I said when I was 18 years old? God, I hope I make that much money someday. It's true. I did. If I could ever afford a $40 dinner.
Now it's like $20 for a Starbucks.
It is, isn't it?
It sure is.
Well, Mom and I, a couple of times this year, and it wasn't that something we teed up or set up or whatever, but there were four people there. $1,000 for dinner. $1,000.
It's insane.
It's like, what?
It's insane.
It is insane.
I don't understand.
Maybe I'll start drinking again. What do you think?
Don't do that.
That is a very, very bad idea.
That's a great way to spend a lot of money.
I was
going to
say, that's going to cost you a lot more money than anything else.
Move out first.
And
a
lot of calories as well. So,
I'm not following you around everywhere to bail your butt out of trouble.
Thank
when you.
Get you.
All right, thank you.
No,
I appreciate it.
None of us are.
A couple weeks ago, so I told you I've been drinking vodka sodas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get this.
Classic.
I get these canned white Russians because I've never had a white Russian before.
I've never
had one. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds good. I'm going to try one of these. And I open it up. I drink it. It's one of the best things I've ever tasted.
Really?
Nothing but sugar.
And I'm like, wow, this is really good. But weirdly enough, the nutrition facts aren't on the can, like most of these vodka sodas will tell you. So I look it up. I'm like, well, I mean, like, it'll tell you the calories, basically. Because, like, the most vodka sodas are 100 calories a can, you know, fairly reasonable.
Yeah, because it's water and vodka.
Yeah, it's vodka and fruit juice, yeah, basically, and water. So this white Russian, I look it up. I'm like, man, this is really good, but
it's cream and sugar.
I should probably find out how many calories are in these before I start drinking a bunch of them. 560 per 12-ounce can.
I was going to say, it's probably 500 calories.
It's like if you crammed a slice of cake into a can and drank it. It's actually probably more than a slice of cake.
Yeah, probably.
560. Wow. I drank two of those in one day. That's half my calories for one day.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
If you ever buy something like that, just be very careful when it comes to the calorie count.
I know. People think, when you drink... It's like, it's liquid. There's no calories in this.
No, vodka actually has a fairer amount
alcohol
of calories in it.
Alcohol in general, like, I mean.
Yep.
That's because your body recognizes it as sugar.
Yeah, you process it as carbs and sugar. And
that's why people that do nothing but drink can stay heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, Andy, you mentioned white Russians. Ask your mom if she's ever had a black Russian.
Everybody's heard the story.
We all know this story.
We all know what a lush I am.
A Blash Ruskin.
Blash Ruskin. They are delicious.
No, we have a question from the chat.
Ooh.
Okay.
Jim wants to know, have we ever had a moment, like a dinner or an event or something like that, where we were all together... And you went through the things that we thought we got away with, but we actually didn't. And I can tell Jim right now, no for me, because I didn't really do things.
Yeah, me neither.
So.
We didn't do anything.
We were very boring children.
Except for we didn't do our homework, and Mom will.
But they knew about that.
And Mom will complain about that all day long.
Mm-hmm. We did not.
Because of the lying.
And we did, but we didn't do anything else.
Did you have homework? Do you have homework? No.
Of course not.
The lying was
but
the problem.
I don't physically have it because I didn't bring it home.
Yeah, but we literally did. That's the worst thing.
That was
thing.
Our like a rebel moment. Was
and it wasn't even a rebel moment. It was
I just didn't want to.
We're both neurodivergent and
lazy.
We're like, that sounds terrible.
Oh, God. I would literally I would just not remember it's there. I would leave school and it would be out of my brain. It's not like I chose not to do it.
Yeah.
I would go to sleep that night. I'd be like, you know, it's 10 p.m. I'm laying down in bed. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot to do this important project.
I mean, there are kids at school in my class that bring their homework home, do it, don't turn it in.
Yeah, and then I've done that. Yeah.
And then we're like, why are you? And then we contact the parents. They're missing 3 days of homework. It's all just sitting in their folder.
Yeah, I 100% did that.
Yeah, all the time. Like, and some kids finish all their homework, just leave it on their desk and go home. Like, you're supposed to, everybody's supposed to tidy their desk and show us their folder at the end of every single day. Just sitting on their desk, never turned it in.
If I'm not looking at it, it's just, I don't see it
in
my brain at
all.
And
a lot of times, kids turn in homework that's half finished, and I'm like, hey, might want to finish this.
Yep.
Happens constantly.
Yeah, I remember one time go ahead, Dave.
Our middle one was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some kids, it's just, if you don't set reminders and timers and stuff, you will not remember it.
Think about a kid. They're at school all day long, sitting there having to listen to stuff that they don't really care about and learn things that they're not choosing to learn. It's just like you have to because that's what I said. And you have to sit there and physically manage your physical energy. You have to pay attention to something that you don't care about.
Yep.
You have to deal with all the kids around you in your class doing whatever they're doing. You have to manage if you have pencils sharpened, if you have all the things in place where they need to be, all your folders, you know where they are. And at the end of the day, it's like, oh, pack everything up that you didn't finish, which that's only up to you to manage because you're the only one that knows what you didn't finish. Bring it home, do it, bring it back, turn it in. That's a lot for a kid.
Yeah. I mean, I was the kid who forgot his shoes all the time.
Yeah.
I would just leave the house without wearing shoes. Didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Get to school, realize
halfway
I'm not
Valley
wearing
Fair,
shoes.
No
yep.
shoes.
And I mean, like, yeah. And it's just.
So it's like, it's not like I was rebelling going, oh, I'm not going to wear shoes today. It just, don't think about
it. You couldn't shut a door.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, shut the door.
Yeah. My attention span was like a quarter of a second long.
Yeah, when here's
as long as a nose in your face. That's how long your attention span was.
Well, and here's the thing. It's like sometimes, and it's hard because I know for me, and I'm still like this to this day, some mornings, breakfast, you know, feeding the kids breakfast, it's like, oh, it's I'm just getting it all done and everything's being put back where it needs to be. The dishes are ending up in the dishwasher. It's all good. And then other days, I go upstairs afterwards and I like burst into tears because I'm like, that was really overwhelming because there were 17,000 things to do. And I don't know how to, like, this just, because each thing feels like its own event. Like, take the jam out of the fridge, open the jam, get the knife, put the knife in the jam. Like, that's how my brain is sometimes, but not all the time.
See, I got to point something out. If you're watching this from home, or if you guys in studio, Catherine, look straight ahead.
What?
It looks like your mother's wearing a nurse's hat.
Because of the lampshade.
A World War II nurse's hat.
Interesting, yes.
A World War II nurse's hat.
Under his eye, Mom. It's like a Handmaid's Tale kind of
like
situation.
It's wonderful. Yeah, Handmaid's Tale. Looks like a Handmaid's Tale nurse's hat. That's exactly right. So, Officer Dave, what else? We only got about 5 minutes left. What else has happened in Pally?
Not much. Just did my qualification for the part-time gig and just sitting in the driveway now waiting to go in and make myself some chow before I go teach.
Hey, what about these parents that were sentenced to jail what their kids did. Did you pay any attention to this story?
I have not paid attention to that story.
Okay.
Basically because I looked at the headline and I'm like, oh, for Christ's sakes. but
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if we start putting parents in jail, parents will start paying attention to their kids. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
I mean, honestly,
many kids are completely out of control.
It goes down to parenting a lot of the time. And I mean, like, if the standard of, you know, you have to be obviously negligent is in place, but they could just weaponize this and say, you know, like, some people, if their kids act out, we're going to put you in prison, but the rest of them we're not because, you know, you'll vote for us. So it's a bad precedent unless the standards for convicting people of this are incredibly high or low, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
No, I think
I think what a lot of it is going to come down to is what the kids have been medicated and all that other crap. We're so overly medicated right now.
Oh, no question.
It's just ridiculous. And I don't know. It's just so many parents just don't even, aren't even interested in what their kids are doing. It sounds like with this deal. And it's like, you know, when Alex said, I'm not letting fall out of my sight. You're a good mom, Alex.
Thank you. I try.
She is.
Yep. It's, that's how it should be. But yeah, I'm so disgusted with the American culture. It's like,
Oh, I remember elementary school teachers wanting Andy to be on medication. As a matter of fact, I think I was told once that if he didn't go on medication, that he was going to have to go to some like special
remedial
school or something.
Classes
or
whatever.
Yeah,
go,
yeah.
Andy.
I was just like, you're forcing me to put him on meds. He's a kid. I just don't understand this.
Let kids be kids, but keep an eye on what they're doing. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just so unreasonable to have the same standard for every child.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in our classroom, I'm really lucky that the teacher I work with, it's like she just like, he's incapable of organizing his stuff. He just doesn't have that ability. And she doesn't get, they don't get mad at the kid that can't organize his stuff. And it's like, you know, the standards are different for each kid based on what they're capable of. Which
well,
a lot of the time
begging,
it's just like
begging the teachers to please communicate with me what Andy needed to get done and what he hadn't gotten done so I could monitor it because he wouldn't tell me or know.
Or I didn't know
what
he
was supposed to be doing. You know, it's like if you're going to send a permission slip home, could you please let me know? Because he might have lost it on the bus and he's never going to remember ever.
We sent our kids to private school when they were young, and we had a family messenger. The school wanted a single family messenger. So anything that came from the school went through this one child.
Did he just get eaten by a dinosaur?
Yeah, I think
it sounded like he was eaten by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, we can't hear you anymore after a very loud whooshing sound. So
that was weird.
Are you okay, Officer Dave?
Officer Dave,
there was a tsunami.
It was a tsunami. You think that's what it was?
I heard a whisper from inside the T-Rex's mouth.
Oh no!
You're extremely
he's
quiet.
Trying to crawl out of his stomach.
I can't hear him at all.
That was so
I
weird.
Well, it's time to end the show anyway. I think so.
I just heard him.
There he
are you alive?
There we go. Hello.
I'm still breathing, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bluetooth decided to crap out.
Yeah, it does that.
Yes, it does.
So I'll let you guys go. I'll see you Friday.
All right, sir. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You bet, guys. Love you all. Take care.
I love you too, pal.
Bye.
There you go. There's a perfect example of a good guy is love you all. I mean, what a nice thing to say.
Very nice.
It is nice.
Don't you think?
He's a nice man. Yes.
All right, any closing words?
Don't think so.
Closing?
Berditzman. All right, that's going to do
that's
it.
One.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.